Starter Pack on Sokola Duma Radio.
This is My Starter Pack, the show where PSL players take us down memory lane. What was their first car that they ever bought? Do they remember their first ever red card? We hear about all this and much, much more. In today's show, we catch up with Dean Furman. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Dean Furman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
My first VRPA!
Yes, I do remember very well. It was a Fiat Punto, which was my sister's car, got handed down to me. And after I passed my test at 17, that was my first set of wheels, a black Fiat Punto. When I came to South Africa, I was lucky enough to be in a position to get a Mercedes, which I've still got today.
My first house!
My first, because I had moved away from my family, I was, when I was 18, I was renting, but at the first possible opportunity to buy, I did buy my first house when I was 21, and that house is in Manchester, and at the moment I rent it out to people, whilst I'm here in South Africa, and it's, obviously it's my first house that I bought, and it's something that I'm very proud of.
My first paycheck.
When I was 16, I went full-time with Chelsea, and at that age you earn £80 a week. So as a junior, as a young player, that's what you start out on, and that's what every player was on in the team at the time. So those are your starting out terms, but at that stage it felt like a lot of money, and I was getting paid to be a footballer, so it was I was definitely living out my dream.
My first expensive purchase.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy on buying clothes. That's not, I don't feel that's a good way to spend your money. So I'm not the biggest spender on clothes. I do like a nice suit. I've got a couple of nice suits. That's really important when you go into a function to look sharp in a suit. So probably my biggest expense was a tailor-made suit.
My first make mama proud moment.
My first career goal was to get into the first team, was to make my first professional appearance. I think we all start out and we want to be professional, we want to be footballers, but it's no good just training every day. You want to actually get on the pitch and play. So I achieved my goal when I was 19. I came on in the second half, early in the second half, as a substitute for Glasgow Rangers in front of 52,000 fans. And that's what I'd worked up to all my life. And I played the whole second half, did well, we won the game. So it's definitely a dream come true moment for me.
My first
goal! The first time I hit the back of the net, I was on loan at Bradford City, and I played a team called Luton Town away. And the nice thing was, it was Luton Town was very close to where my family was and a lot of my friends. So I had all my family then and a lot of friends at the ground. Unfortunately, they were sitting in the end, so we were the away team. They couldn't even celebrate my goal, but it was a special moment and one that I'll always remember.
My first red card.
I remember it very well. I had just played for Bafana Bafana against Spain. The game we won 1-0 at FMB, and I'd flown back and I'd got back to Doncaster on the Thursday. We were playing on the Friday. So if you can imagine, I was very tired. I actually scored in the game, so it was a pretty good week. Beat Spain and then score in the same week. And late in the second half, I got sent off for a second bookable offence, my second yellow card. So it was a fantastic week beating Spain, scoring a goal, but it all ended in tears when I got sent off. So that was my first ever red card, and one that I don't remember too fondly.
My first coach.
Yeah, my first coach, I'll say my youth team coach, was Bridges, who's now the coach of Leicester. Brendan was an absolutely incredible coach, and it's no surprise to see how well he's doing. Obviously, nearly won the Premier League with Liverpool. He broke every record going with Celtic, and now he's at Leicester doing a fine job. He was an incredible coach. We had a very close relationship. I was only 16 or 17 when I was working under him. And he was fantastic at developing young players. And as I said, it's no surprise to see how well he's doing now, because he is one of the best coaches in Europe.
My first professional agent.
Yeah, my first agent was a man called Matt Kleinman. Funnily enough, when I moved to the UK at the age of 5 years old, he was the coach of my local Sunday team. And we went our separate ways. I didn't see him for about 10 years. And then at about 18, we got back in touch and he had become an agent. And I'm pleased to say that he's been my agent for my whole career. So we have a very close relationship. He's someone that I trust, and it's been a pleasure to work with him throughout my career.
My first mobile phone.
First mobile phone was probably Nokia 3210. I think that was one of the first Nokias that came out. And yeah, it was perfect for sending messages and phone calls. Not what you can do these days, but the Nokia 3210 was my first mobile.
My first favorite team.
Favorite team in South Africa, I'm going to have to say SuperSport United. I know it's a boring answer. But if a little bit away from that answer, maybe Chiefs. I've always enjoyed Chiefs. I think from my time in the national team, I was always close when I first came in to the likes of Itukune, Bernard Parker. So then I always kind of followed their progress. So if I've got to say one team away from SuperSport, we can go with Kaizer Chiefs. And over in the UK, it's Chelsea. I was at Chelsea in the academy from the age of 9. Went to all their matches every weekend with my dad. And so Chelsea's always been close to my heart.
My first pair of boots.
I've always been with Nike. I've been Nike through and through. I'm lucky enough to be sponsored with them now. But certainly when I was 18 coming through, I wasn't sponsored by them. But Nike's always been my brand of choice, and I just feel comfortable in their boots. So it was probably like 1990 boots. I think that's what they were called.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Don't play console too much, but PlayStation if I've got to choose.
Apple versus Android.
Apple.
I haven't had a single football player say Android yet. I feel very left out.
I know, but I am tempted by Samsung, I've got to be honest.
Thank you very much to Dean Furman for joining me on the show. That's all for this week's edition of My Starter Pack. Let us know who we should chat to next. From myself, your host, Slew Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.